All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. See, in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Monday, May 1st. It is May already. So what should we do? Sell in May and go away? Or we can see what's happening in the markets, because this week will be a super busy week. We have earnings reports from major companies like Norwegian Cruise Lines reported this morning, MGM, Pfizer, Starbucks, AMD, Apple, CVS. Then on Wednesday, we have the Fed's rate decision, and we also have the jobs report on Friday. Plus this morning, news from the banking sector. So we'll talk about this and we'll show you how the markets react and more importantly, how we are trading these markets. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And boy, fascinating it is. Look at this. The last 2 days, I mean, markets were on fire on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, nice way to wrap up the week, Marcus. And the Dow, talking about the week, it was also wrapping up the month, the Dow finishing with its best month since January.
Yeah, it's interesting. And the Dow is sitting, less than 10% right now below its all-time high that it made. I wrote it down earlier. Let me just quickly see if I can find it. The Dow is only 7.7% of its record high. If we go back a little bit, we see that the Dow is just recovering nicely. But I mean, also for the S&P, I mean, up 8.6% for the year, 1.5% in April, not bad.
Yeah, is the sky falling? Is this recession type movement?
I saw it this morning where somebody said, okay, as soon as the S&P goes above 4,200, sell, oh, right? So sell into the rally. Well, okay, let's dissect it. Let's talk about all of the news that we have. And this morning, we already have a super busy week, but this morning we heard that First Republic Bank is another bank failure and becomes the second largest ever U.S. bank failure. And JP Morgan.
Yeah. And this is interesting, Marcus, because we saw, you know, looking at the stock, it was just plummeting. We did have some banks try to, insure deposits by, you know, putting some money into the bank back in March 16th when things really started to go crazy. And then it was a question of, will it fail? Will it not? Are they okay? And there was definitely a run. They reported earnings and it didn't look good. It looked like things were worse than expected. And regulators took possession of First Republic on Monday, and through an auction process, JP Morgan, big, big winner here.
Yeah. And it's really interesting because that's why I wanted to bring it up here, the article by Bloomberg, because when I heard it's the second largest bank, yes, it is actually bigger than Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. It's almost as big as these two combined. And Washington Mutual was the biggest bank to fail. And First Republic here is now the second biggest. So, I mean, JP Morgan swallowing up. There were quite a few banks who were bidding for First Republic. So it doesn't seem that they were a case where everybody said, ooh, we're not touching it. I mean, as I said, on May 16th, we had actually several banks pledging $5 billion each for a total of $30 billion. But it didn't help.
Not this time. And JP Morgan, the winner of the auction, they actually get about $92 billion from the deposits that were there. They were able to take on some loans and securities. And the nice thing for JP Morgan is that the FDIC, they agreed to take some losses on mortgages and also commercial loans. So some of the more worrisome or risky assets, JP Morgan doesn't have full exposure there. The FDIC also gave JP Morgan a $50 billion credit line. But I think one of the most interesting takeaways from all of this is that Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan CEO, said, there are only so many banks that were offsides this way There may be another small one, but this pretty much resolves them all. This part of the crisis is over. And I think that was the takeaway from the markets this morning, since stocks are higher and just taking off this news.
Yeah, exactly. Because let's take a look at a 5-minute chart here of the S&P. I mean, we open around the unchanged mark, but right now we are slightly up. And you would think after we hear about another bank failure that markets are kind of reacting and panicking. Because if you're looking back at the S&P and we look back at when the banking crisis started, this is when we saw a quick decline in the S&P of, what was it, around 5% over a few days. But here today, nothing. Even the VIX, the fear gauge, is down, even though it is a super busy week. I mean, this is just on top of what we are already experiencing this week. And super interesting to see that the markets are shrugging it off. And listening here to Jamie Dimon, as we know, he is... people are listening to him like they listen to Fed Chair Powell, right? When he says, we're going into a recession, everybody's like, ah! When he says, okay, guys, it's over. It seems that traders and investors believe it for now.
I think so. Otherwise, we'd be further down.
Yeah. So, but let's talk about this week. I mean, first of all, we have a super busy earnings week. I mean, we're still in the midst of earnings. This morning we heard from SoFi beating expectation, Norwegian Cruise Lines. Then we see tomorrow before the open, we have Uber, Pfizer, we have British Petroleum, BP, Marriott, Marathon reporting. Then after the close, AMD, Ford, Starbucks. Then we have CVS Health reporting, Qualcomm. And then on Thursday we have Apple. I mean, it's just a super busy earnings week.
Yeah, getting into earnings. And last week, tech earnings, and it was a nice win. We'll see if we continue to beat on earnings expectations, and also traders digesting guidance, forward guidance, to see, you know, what these companies think is in store for them, if there are worries or not. But so far, decent earnings season.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, with all the recession talks, I mean, it was expected to be much worse, but 80% of the companies that have reported earnings so far have beat expectations and also provided a rather optimistic outlook, not that pessimistic of an outlook as everybody has feared going into this earnings season.
And I think that's key, because if earnings are, expectations are bad anyway, but then you're doing better than expected, and that guidance on top of it, I think that explains why the S&P is trading at near recent highs.
Yeah. But then also, if you look at the economic calendar, I mean, this week will just be a wild animal, because we do have the Fed meeting on Wednesday, and this is where everybody wants to hear, okay, are they raising interest rates right now? Traders are factoring in an 88-89% probability that they will raise rates another quarter percentage point. But then it's really Powell's press conference where traders try to figure out and get some guidance of what are the Fed's plans for the remainder of the year.
Yeah, and I mean, this is where the forward expectation, when will rates start to come down, that's going to be key. I think that really the quarter point has been priced into the market for a while now, even though there was some back and forth, you know, I think 2 weeks ago. That's essentially been priced into the market. But some data this morning shows that, hey, maybe the Fed needs one more rate hike as well, because we had ISM manufacturing PMI coming in. And you'll see there that the PMI number came in higher than expected. Now, a reading of 50 or higher shows expansion in manufacturing. A reading below 50 is contraction. And so that number was better than expected. But ISM manufacturing prices jumped to 53.2, right? So that's not really what the Fed wants to see. And the quarter point, I would say at this point, is a given.
Yeah. So super interesting. And then since it's the first full week of the month, we also have the jobs report on Friday. So if you think about it, this week, major week for earnings, we have the Fed meeting, we have the jobs report, and then Just to put a cherry on top, we also have the drama around First Republic Bank, FRC, where the news hit over the weekend this morning.
It's going to be a fun one. And I'm surprised that the VIX is falling right now because, we know that typically the VIX falls when the market's going up. But because there's so much involved or going on this week, I would expect the VIX to be rising. Doesn't happen all the time, but we do see this when you have a busy news week. Even if the markets are up a little bit, you see the volatility expansion because it's tracking S&P 500 option premiums going out for 30 days. I would expect that with all the news, with the earnings, with the Fed, and with jobs, that those premiums would be increasing. And just not the case right now, which is interesting.
Yeah, trading at 15.66 right now. I mean, these are lows that we haven't seen since November. Let's see here. We have been there in October 21, but we are trading pretty much at levels where we were before the pandemic hit.
Yeah, so definitely super low levels here in the mix. Low range. Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about our positions and how we are trading it because, man, we also had some action here this morning. So first of all, let's talk about CTRA, Coterra Energy. And this morning, pulling back a little bit on Friday, had a great day, up 1.75. This morning, down 0.6%. So I just checked and I'm not able to sell any calls here right now. So I might have to wait for a little bit push higher. But let's talk about DHR. Jeez. DHR. I mean, last week I sold the 240 put and I got early assignment because as you can see, DHR went all the way down to 227. You'd sold the 237.50 put and you got assigned over the weekend, right?
I did. So I didn't get early assignment. I was assigned over the weekend. And just to recap this one, this was a wheel trade, but more of an earnings play or a wheel combined with earnings because DHR reported better than expecting numbers. They gapped down on earnings and they were drifting lower at the open on Thursday the 25th Tuesday the 25th. And so based on the positive earnings and support, we felt this was a good trade. Now, some of the guidance became the concern and that was numbers were falling a little more than expected. Profits, that is, for COVID-related sales had come down. I think it was like 7% lower than expected or something like that. Right. Nonetheless, we felt that this information was a little bit overdone or an overreaction. And it seems like we were right, Marcus.
We were right. I mean, snapping right back. And this is where we are able to sell calls against our existing position. You were able to sell calls against your where you assigned at 237.50. I sold it at 240. And we have to take a look here at a 5-minute chart to see what happened. Because right now, in hindsight, we could say, well, why didn't we wait? Well, we looked at it earlier this morning. And in the first 15 minutes, it looked like the stock is not going anywhere. And I mean, we saw some decent premium that fit our criteria. So this is where we started selling calls and received really, really nice premiums here.
Yeah, I got $3.20 for those calls. And again, in hindsight, there's definitely more now. But $3.20 gives me 96% annualized, also brings down my break even by $3.20. So I'm happy with that decision. In the moment, to me, that was a great trade, nice premium.
Hey, I mean, as we all know, you either place a trade too early or too late. So rather get used to it, right? That the markets will prove you wrong no matter what you do. So this is why it's important to know your numbers and then based on the numbers, make an informed decision. And this is what we did and it's working out great. So GM, this is one of the trades that I did last week. I sold the 32 on Friday. We closed at 33.04. So this expired worthless. Therefore, I'm removing it from here. And before we talk about Google, let's talk about Suncor. This is a trade that you placed last week. So what happened with this one?
Expired worthless.
expired worthless, and you just kept the whole premium. All right.
Yep.
Nice. Google. So these were also the calls that I sold against my existing position. They expired worthless. So therefore, right now, this week, I can sell more calls. I got assigned at 108 even. As you can see, my break even right now is just shy of 101. This morning, Google is trading at 107.32. So I'm looking to sell calls. I'm most interested in selling calls at the 109 level. So slightly above my assigned price. This way I participate on the stock price. If the stock moves higher, I'm making some money there and I can collect the premium. So that is my plan here. And I'm keeping an eye on this because Google this morning has already been trading as high as 107.70. So it should be some good premium in the 109s.
You could get a buck at 108.
Yeah, I want to get 80 cents at 109. That's what I'm looking for.
All right. At 109, it looks like you get 61 cents right now. So
yeah,
you need a little more.
Let's see if we get another push. I mean, this is where we had to push a little bit earlier. So let's see what the markets are doing. PNC back into the range here after it looked like they were breaking out. I mean, this morning, bank worries a little bit. If you look at the heat map here, that's where we see that regional banks right now are all down. USB, PNC, TFC, MTB, I mean, all of these tickers are right now down anywhere between 2 and 6%. So regional banks, because there's still the uncertainty, okay, is it true what Jamie Dimon said? Was that it for regional banks? Was FRC the last one? Because it was a third one now, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and FRC. So therefore, as we can see, some uncertainty here. I think this were in the next few days, we'll learn more, and this might snap back right towards the upper range, and our hope is above this upper range. But we are right back, almost dead smack in the middle, a little bit below there.
Yeah, and I sold calls on Friday, actually, at the 136 level. Yep. So I was able to sell those for $1.35 with that rally Friday, and I bought those back for 15 cents today. So I would love to see this pop again and get in that upper range. And who knows, maybe I'm able to sell calls again this week.
Yeah. So, I mean, today we were busy taking care of our existing positions. I'm in four positions right now. So I want to wait and see until we see a drop in the markets and until we see that the VIX pops a little bit higher, because then we can get some more premium. So I'm not in a rush to sell any puts today, enter a new trade today. This is where it pays off to be patient. But with all of the news that we have coming in from banks, from earnings, from the Fed on Wednesday, and the jobs report, I think that there will be plenty to trade this week.
Hey, Marcus, one more AMD. So I'm still in AMD. And as you mentioned, AMD reporting earnings after the bell tomorrow.
Yeah.
This morning, AMD was trading higher, and I was able to get 32% annualized on the 103 calls. I was signed at 104. My break even's around 92, 91, something like that. So I sold those 103s. It's pulled back since, but I decided to sell those, because if we look at the expected move and where options prices are saying we might be trading, that upper range is below 100. So I thought, why not try to get a little premium going into earnings?
Bring it down to your break even further.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So we'll take another look at the markets here in a moment, but let us know if you find this helpful. Leave a comment or just click on like. That's probably the easiest way. Just hit on the thumbs up. This way we know that if you're walking through these trades, that this is helpful for you and not boring. Because I want to make sure that this show is helpful for you. All right, going back to the S&P 500 and a five-minute chart to see where we are at. So pulling back a little bit right around the flat line. So the S&P right now up 1.5 points. The NASDAQ has turned negative right now. And I mean, this is basically on no news. It's more like, okay, uncertainty, what's happening? So the VIX also right now ticking a little bit higher. But I didn't see any news that are moving the markets right now. It just, okay, since we digested the stuff around First Republic Bank, let's focus on what else is going on. Ooh, a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I expect this to be a super volatile week. So this will be lots of fun trading it. And we hope that this volatility drives up the VIX and then in turn also the options premiums, because that's what we are looking for as option sellers here. All right. Cool. Well, I hope that we find this helpful. If you did, give us a like, subscribe to this. If you're new to it and you haven't subscribed just yet, and this way you get notified whenever we go live. And we'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.